how we made them sleep and purified them, how we perfectly cleaned up the people and worked a big heater. I was the commander. I made improvements and installed a guaranteed system, taking account of human weakness. I purified, and I remained decent. How I commanded. I made cleaning appointments, and then I made the travelers sleep. And after that, I made soap. I was born into a Catholic family, but as these people were not going to need a priest, I did not become a priest. I installed a perfectly good machine. It gave satisfaction to many. When trains arrived, the soiled passengers received appointments for fun in the bathroom. They did not guess. It was a very big bathroom for 2,000 people. It awaited arrival, and they arrived safely. There would be an orchestra of merry widows. Not all the time. Much art. If they arrived at all, they would be given a greeting card to send home. Taken care of with good jobs. Wishing you could come to our joke. Another improvement I made was I built the chambers for 2,000 invitations at a time. The naked votaries were disinfected with Zyklon B. Children of tender age were always invited by reason of their youth. They were unable to work. They were marked out for play. They were washed like the others, and more than the others. Very frequently, women would hide their children in the piles of clothing. But of course, when we came to find them, we would send the children into the chamber to be bathed. How I often commanded and made improvements and sealed the door on top. There were flowers. The men came with crystals. I guaranteed always the crystal parlour. I guaranteed the chamber, and it was sealed. You could see through portholes. They waited for the shower. It was not hot water that came through the vents, though efficient winds gave full satisfaction. Portholes showed this. The satisfied all ran together to the doors, awaiting arrival. It was guaranteed. They made ends meet. How I could tell by their cries that love came to a full stop. I found the ones I had made clean after about a half hour. Jewish male inmates then worked up nice. They had rubber boots in return for adequate food. I could not guess their appetite. Those at the door were taken apart out of a fully stopped love for rubber male inmates, strategic hair and teeth being used later for defense. Then the males removed all the clean love rings and made away with happy gold. A big new firm promoted steel forks operating on a cylinder. They got the contract and with faultless workmanship delivered very fast goods. How I commanded and made soap. 12 pounds fat, 10 quarts water, 8 ounces to a pound of caustic soda. But it was hard to find any fat. For transporting the customers, we suggest using light carts on wheels. A drawing is submitted. We acknowledge 4 steady furnaces and an emergency guarantee. I'm a big new commander operating on a cylinder. I elevate the purified materials, boil for 2 to 3 hours, and then cool. For putting them into a test fragrance, I suggested an express elevator operated by the latest cylinder. It was guaranteed. Their love was fully stopped by our perfected ovens. But the love rings were salvaged, thanks to the satisfaction of male inmates operating the heaters without need of compensation. Our guests were warmed. All the while, I had obeyed perfectly. So I was hanged in a commanding position with a full view of the site plant and grounds. You smile at my career, but you would do as I did if you knew yourself and dared. In my days, we worked hard. We saw what we did. Our self-sacrifice was conscientious and complete. Our work was faultless and detailed. Do not think yourself better because you burn up friends and enemies with long-range missiles without ever seeing what you have done. Do not think yourself better because you burn up friends and enemies with long-range missiles without ever seeing.